I want to commend the community workers, the men sheds, the community councils, the organisations, the farmers, the local contractors that came out on that morning after such an enormous storm hitting us. They were first on the ground, clearing the main roads, clearing everything else. I want to commend the staff of the ESB, which are working around the clock. But we see now, and we know, that the system, especially the electricity system, the rotten poles, is not up to standard, and we need real investment in that. We need to ensure that we'll never be out of water in this country again. We need to ensure that we have pumping stations with generators. They are on standby when the power goes. And there's a lot of people that are sick in their own homes that needs ventilation machines, that needs constant pumps for their beds, their sick beds, whatever. We need to ensure that they get also get generations to provide the service that they require in their own houses. And we need that money now. We need that upgrade now before the next storm.
Do you think there are a lot of lessons to be learned from the storm? And I'm not trying to put a positive spin on the storm because it was devastating. There are still many homes still without power in the region. So by no means am I trying to put a positive spin. But, you know, is there something to be taken from it in the sense, like you're highlighting, that there are going to be more of these and, fail to prepare, prepare to fail type thing, is it?
Absolutely. And we have to bring in planning permission for forestries. I mean, the main problem with the power that's still out is trees falling on current lines. We need to ensure that planning permission is required either for the poles, for the electricity lines, or the forestries. We can't have them willy-nilly going over each other. So we have to have proper facility there in place to ensure. And look, this money has to be met by the ESB themselves. They've made over $1 billion last year in money. They need to put the money into the infrastructure. They don't need to be going all over the world. They need to do it here in Ireland. They need to get it up to grade now. And the people deserve that, especially in rural Ireland.